Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosher is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road to Novi, Suburban Collection Showplace for MMA, Michigan Manufacturers Association's I Love Manufacturing Forum. And we have today actually a big part of the day being the NCMS, National Center for Manufacturing Sciences. And we have Rebecca Taylor, Senior Vice President. Welcome to the program, Rebecca.
Thanks. I'm thrilled to be here.
Tremendous. Now, can you share the connection that NCMS has with MMA and putting on the I Love Manufacturing Forum for 2017?
Sure. This is our first time collaborating with MMA, and it has been an absolute pleasure working with them. We were looking to do something in Michigan around cybersecurity for manufacturers, and some mutual friends directed me to Chuck and the folks at MMA and said they would be a great partner, and it's really been a thrill working with them on an established program, but really bringing the message of cybersecurity to weave throughout the day.
Taking a step back and drilling down a little bit for our Michigan business community that might not have a familiarity with what NCMS is all about, can you share that?
Sure. We're based in Ann Arbor. We've been celebrating this year 31 years, and we are a technology development consortium. So companies engage with us because they find that working together with other companies facing the same technical challenges, they can get to a solution with less risk, less cost, and less time. So it makes sense to bring the best minds together to solve a problem that everyone's having, and then each company then takes the solution back and implements it in their own company.
We're about halfway through the day so far, and cybersecurity obviously the main focus on the day, but what have been some of your takeaways from the forum so far?
Well, first of all, I'm just thrilled that it's the biggest crowd that we've had ever at this event, so yay for that. But I think it really does point out that cybersecurity is an issue that all manufacturers are thinking about, and most of them, especially the small and medium-sized companies, do not even know where to begin to have the conversation internally or where to go for resources. They're, you know, usually living day to day on the financial side, so they don't have a lot of resources to invest. So I've been really encouraged that there are so many free resources out there from the U.S. government and working with the state of Michigan, who is one of the sponsors, to really say that there are ways to get started a little bit at a time.
Tremendous. And we hear that MMA will be sending out an ebook for participants and as a follow-up with all the resources that come out of today's event.
Yes, and I just finished my panel, which had folks from FBI and Department of Homeland Security, Critical Manufacturing Infrastructure Office, and they are a great resource with a lot of free surveys and self-assessments. So it's really going to give the tools to the participants that they need to at least start the cybersecurity journey.
All right, and contact information for your group out of Ann Arbor?
Sure, it's www.ncms.org, and you can get there. There is a cyber white paper that I just wrote and was published a few weeks ago. You can download that paper, which gives you all the resources that I've just mentioned, but just talks generally about what manufacturers should be looking for, as well as the broader programs that NCMS is involved in.
Thanks for taking some time out today on the Business Beat, Rebecca.
Thank you, Jeff, and look forward to the rest of the day.
Excellent. Once again, we've been speaking with Rebecca Taylor, NCMS Senior Vice President, and we'll be back with more from the I Love Manufacturing Forum in Novi on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosher is sitting in for Chris Holman on the road to Novi in the Suburban Collection Showplace for MMA, the Michigan Manufacturers Association's I Love Manufacturing Forum. Here's some excerpts.
Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming today. I'm Chuck Hatton, President and CEO of the Michigan Manufacturers Association. I really want to take a moment to thank you all for coming. This is such an important topic that we talk about, and it is different for manufacturers than it is for a lot of other companies out there. So I'm glad you're here. I know you're going to learn a lot. I want to take a moment to thank all the people that came to the Prime Breakfast. If you didn't come to the Prime Breakfast or you'd like to know more about the Prime Breakfast, Prime is a way that we're helping build the talent pipeline for manufacturers. And we're working in partnership with the SME Foundation, Society of Manufacturing Engineers. So, and we're working with manufacturers to set these up in their areas. So we really hope if you have any interest in starting a pipeline in your neighborhood or in your school, please stop and see one of the people with the buttons on that says, I love manufacturing, or I heart manufacturing, I guess I should say. And they'll put you in touch with the right people and make sure you're getting to meet the people you need to see. Thank you for those that have come in the past. I've seen a lot of familiar faces. As you can see, those people that have come in the past, we're growing this thing. I'm so proud of it this year. Let me just say that we're over 50 more than we had last year. I think we had a goal, Rebecca and I, she'll be up in a minute. Rebecca and I had a goal of 100. We're over 150, 160 people here, which is just great. We're just really excited about this. And welcome everybody, it's the first time here, and any non-members that are here. This is the thing that we do for manufacturers. The Michigan Manufacturers Association believes in helping manufacturers. That is what our mission is. We've been around since 1902. We are a leading association focused on the development of manufacturing-driven economy through effective advocacy in Lansing, meaningful education like this, and business services like these people on the outside. Our values are trust, leadership, knowledge, influence, and relationship building. And we, as our vision, want to be the go-to spot. I don't care if it's association. We want to be the go-to people, source for manufacturers in Michigan so we can tell them what's going on. This forum, we try every year to look at emerging issues that are out there. And Rebecca came to me and said, I think this is a real good one that we need. And I said, I've been hearing a lot about it also. And as we get further down the pipe, it's so important for suppliers, for partners.